Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
This episode is powered by Poddex. Poddex are unique interview questions and episode starting prompts in the palm of your hand. So whether you're a new podcaster or existing broadcaster looking to grow your audience and have more meaningful conversations, you're going to want to check out Poddex. Now, if you want to get 10% off your order right now, you can go to poddex.com and type in coupon code. What's the code?
Larry21.
Yes, that's the code. Check out poddex.com. Take your podcast to the next level.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. We dive into stories of true crime, from unsolved cold cases to historic kidnapping to gangsters and beyond. We are your source for true crime. We thank you for listening.
In the ever evolving and tumultuous world of cryptocurrencies, the rise and fall of FTX stands as a cautionary tale, a stunning narrative of ambition, innovation, and a catastrophic downfall. Once hailed as a titan in the crypto universe, FTX's journey from a beacon of hope to a symbol of monumental failure captures a saga filled with twists and unexpected turns. Imagine a realm where digital currencies are not just futuristic concepts, but robust, everyday realities, transforming how we perceive and engage with finance. This was the world FTX was born into and thrived in. Fueled by the blockchain revolution, cryptocurrencies were on the cusp of mainstream acceptance, with Bitcoin, Ethereum, and others gaining unprecedented traction. In this vibrant and often volatile digital financial landscape, FTX emerged as a promising star. Founded by Sam Bankman-Fried, a charismatic and ambitious figure, FTX wasn't just another crypto exchange, it was an entity that promised to redefine the boundaries of digital finance. With innovative trading products, user-friendly platforms, and a robust security infrastructure, FTX quickly carved out a niche for itself. Investors, both seasoned and new, flocked to this platform, drawn by its promise of reliability and cutting-edge technology. FTX's ascent was meteoric. Within a few years, it grew from a fledgling startup to a multi-billion dollar empire, commanding respect and admiration from the crypto community and beyond. The company's branding was everywhere, from major sports, sponsorships, to high-profile partnerships. Sam Bankman-Fried became a poster child for crypto success, frequently appearing in interviews and conferences, espousing his vision for a more integrated and efficient global financial system. But as FTX basked in the limelight, few were aware of the cracks forming beneath its glittering surface. The crypto market, known for its highs and lows, was about to reveal its unforgiving nature. Rumors began to swirl. Whispers of mismanaged funds and risky financial practices started emerging, casting a shadow over FTX's seemingly unblemished facade. This story is pivotal not just for its dramatic arc, but for what it signifies in the broader context of financial technology and investor trust. The collapse of FTX isn't merely about a company failing. It's a reflection of the vulnerabilities and complexities inherent in the world of cryptocurrency. It raises fundamental questions about regulation, transparency, and the balance between innovation and ethical responsibility. As this video unfolds, we're going to dive deep into the heart of FTX's story. We'll explore how a platform that was once the darling of the crypto world could crumble so spectacularly. We'll unravel the intricate web of decisions, actions, and perhaps missteps that led to one of the most shocking downfalls in the history of finance. FTX was born in the throes of the cryptocurrency boom. It was more than just a digital asset exchange. It was the brainchild of Sam Bankman-Fried, a young MIT graduate and former Wall Street trader, with an entrepreneurial spirit and a profound understanding of both traditional finance and emerging crypto markets. Bankman-Fried, along with co-founder Gary Wang, embarked on a mission in 2019 to create an exchange that was not only technologically advanced, but also intuitive and user-friendly. FTX set out with a clear vision: to bridge the gap between the nascent world of crypto and the established realm of traditional finance. It aimed to simplify the complex and often intimidating world of crypto trading, while providing a platform that catered to both novice investors and seasoned traders. FTX wasn't just building an exchange, it was crafting an ecosystem that would support the future of digital finance. From the outset, FTX distinguished itself through its innovative approach. The platform introduced features like tokenized stocks, prediction markets, and unique derivative products, which were not commonly found on other exchanges. It also implemented a robust liquidity framework, ensuring that trades were executed swiftly and efficiently, a critical factor in the volatile crypto market. The crypto community quickly took notice of FTX's offerings. The platform's user base grew exponentially, with traders attracted by its low fees, user-centric design, and diverse product offerings. FTX's growth was not just in user numbers, it rapidly expanded its services, including over-the-counter trading, futures, and leveraged tokens, becoming a one-stop shop for crypto enthusiasts. FTX's rise to prominence was also marked by its aggressive marketing and branding strategies. The company invested heavily in global outreach, securing high-profile sponsorships in sports and esports, which greatly enhanced its visibility and credibility. These strategic moves not only brought FTX into the mainstream consciousness, but also symbolized the growing acceptance of cryptocurrencies in general. Understanding the importance of regulatory compliance in a field fraught with legal uncertainties, FTX proactively engaged with regulators. The platform sought to set industry standards in a largely unregulated market, advocating for clear regulations to foster a safer and more stable crypto environment. Under Bankman-Fried's leadership, FTX also ventured into philanthropy, pledging to donate a significant portion of its profits to effective altruism causes. This commitment to social responsibility further bolstered FTX's image as a forward-thinking and ethically driven company. By 2021, just 2 years ago, FTX established itself as a dominant force in the crypto world. Its valuation soared, attracting investments from top-tier venture capital firms. The exchange was not only shaping the present of digital finance, but was also poised to define its future. In early days of FTX, the platform distinguished itself by fostering an environment ripe for innovation. At the heart of its early success was a commitment to addressing the gaps and inefficiency plaguing the cryptocurrency exchange market. FTX's founders understood that for cryptocurrencies to gain broader acceptance, the user experience had to be redefined, simpler, more intuitive, and inclusive. FTX quickly became a trailblazer with its unique offerings. One of its notable innovations was the creation of tokenized stocks, allowing users to trade fractions of shares from major companies, bridging the gap between traditional stock markets and cryptocurrencies. Additionally, FTX introduced prediction markets, enabling users to speculate on real-world events, a concept that was relatively unexplored in crypto trading. Another area where FTX excelled was in the realm of derivative trading. The platform introduced a range of futures and options, providing traders with tools to hedge against market volatility, a common concern in the crypto space. It's leveraged tokens, which allow traders to take leveraged positions without the complexities of managing margin, collateral, and liquidation risk, or a game changer, making advanced trading strategies more accessible. FTX's approach to liquidity was innovative as well. By pooling liquidity across all of its future markets, FTX ensured that traders could execute large orders without significant slippage, a major advantage in a market known for its rapid price movements. This feature, coupled with competitive trading fees, attracted a substantial volume of trade to the platform, propelling it ahead of many established competitors. From a user experience standpoint, FTX stood out with its clean, intuitive interface, catering to both beginners and experienced traders. The platform provided comprehensive educational resources and customer support, ensuring that users felt supported and informed. This focus on user experience was pivotal in building a loyal user base and community around FTX. FTX's early success was also fueled by strategic partnerships and a global expansion strategy. By collaborating with industry leaders and extending its service to various international markets, FTX not only diversified its user base, but also gained valuable insights into different regulatory landscapes, further refining its offerings. The leadership played a crucial role in FTX's early success. Sam Bankman-Fried's vision and understanding of both the crypto and traditional finance worlds were instrumental in guiding FTX's direction. His ability to identify and capitalize on emerging trends in the crypto space was a key factor in the platform's innovative edge. FTX's commitment to corporate responsibility and philanthropy also set it apart in the early stages. By pledging to donate a significant portion of its profits and engaging in various social initiatives, FTX built a brand that was not only about financial success, but also about making a positive impact in the world. The early success of FTX, while impressive, began to show cracks as the platform navigated the intricate and often unpredictable world of cryptocurrency. The first signs of trouble were tiny, emerging initially as whispers within the crypto community and then growing into more concerning rumors. Reports began to surface about unusual financial practices and potential mismanagement within the company, sowing seeds of doubt in the minds of investors and users. As the cryptocurrency market faced its cyclical downturns, FTX, like many others in the space, were subjected to increased scrutiny. The volatility of the market, exacerbated by broader economic factors like inflation and geopolitical tensions, created an environment where the slightest hint of instability could trigger significant reactions. For FTX, this meant that any perceived financial misstep was magnified, drawing more eyes to its operations. Allegations began to emerge about FTX's use of customer funds and its entanglement with Alameda Research, a trading firm also founded by Sam Bankman-Fried. Reports suggest.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Suggested that FTX might have been using customer deposits to fund risky bets via Alameda Research, a practice that was not only ethically questionable, but also potentially illegal. These allegations were initially dismissed by the company, but started to gain traction as more evidence came to light. Internally, FTX was reportedly facing management issues. Sources indicated a lack of traditional corporate government structures, which is often essential for companies handling billions of dollars. The blurred lines between different arms of Bankman-Fried's crypto empire raise concerns about conflicts of interest and absence of checks and balances within the organization. FTX's aggressive expansion strategy, once a hallmark of its success, began to show its downsides. Rapid growth had led to overextension, with the company venturing into numerous projects and markets without sufficient oversight or integration. This overexpansion left FTX vulnerable as resources were stretched thin and the focus was diverted from core operations. Despite its reputation for innovation, FTX started facing challenges with its technology and security infrastructure. As the platform grew, so did the complexity of maintaining a secure and efficient system. Reports of technical glitches and security lapses begin to surface, undermining user confidence in the platform's reliability. The growing criticism and the negative market sentiment began to impact FTX's business. Investors and users, once the staunchest supporters of the platform, started to question their loyalty. The crypto market, known for its sensitivity to news and rumors, reacted swiftly. FTX's trading volumes and token values started to see a decline, signaling a shift in the company's fortunes. Amid these challenges, regulatory bodies around the world began to take a closer interest in FTX's operations. The lack of transparency and potential regulatory violations put FTX under the microscope, with regulators seeking to understand the extent of the alleged financial improprieties. The collapse of FTX, a shocking and rapid descent from grace, can be traced back to a series of critical events. The initial trigger was a revealing report by a leading financial news outlet, which exposed the intertwined relationships between FTX and Alameda Research. This revelation raised immediate concerns about the solvency and ethical practices of FTX. The expose acted like a spark in a powder keg. Almost overnight, trust in FTX evaporated. Investors and traders, once confident in the platform's stability, began to panic. The crypto community, known for its sensitivity to scandal and volatility, reacted with a mix of disbelief and fear. This was not just a minor hiccup, it was a fundamental questioning of FTX's integrity and financial health. The most immediate and damaging consequence of the lost trust was a virtual bank run. Customers, fearing for the safety of their assets, rushed to withdraw funds en masse. FTX, caught off guard by the scale and speed of the withdrawals, faced a severe liquidity crisis. The platform, which prided itself on ample liquidity and robust financial practices, was suddenly struggling to meet the demands of its users. In response to the crisis, FTX was forced to suspend withdrawals, a move that only heightened the panic and speculation. The market reacted swiftly and brutally. The value of FTX's native token plummeted, ending billions in market capitalization in a matter of days. Other cryptocurrencies also felt the ripple effect, as confidence in the broader crypto market waned. As FTX scrambled to address the liquidity crisis, more details about its financial mismanagement came to light. Allegations of commingling customer funds with Alameda Research's trading activities were confirmed. The depth of the financial mismanagement was staggering, revealing a lack of basic accounting practices and oversight. For a company that had positioned itself as a leader in the crypto industry, these revelations were damaging. And before we continue our episode, we'd like to thank our sponsor, ExpressVPN. I'm just like you, a lover of freedom and privacy on the internet. That's why I use ExpressVPN. Every time I go online, I know my data is safe and encrypted. With just one click, I can access content from around the world, no matter where I am, whether it's streaming my favorite shows or protecting my personal information. ExpressVPN is my go-to solution. It's fast, secure, and incredibly easy to use. Join me and take back your internet freedom with ExpressVPN today. Try it out and experience the web without borders. Use the link in the description and sign up today. Without further ado, let's dive in to part two of our episode. In the midst of the chaos, there were attempts to rescue FTX. Rival companies and investors initially showed interest in bailing out or acquiring the beleaguered platform. However, as the extent of the financial mismanagement became apparent, these potential saviors backed away. The realization that FTX's problems were far deeper and more systemic than initially thought made a rescue operation unfeasible. The collapse of FTX quickly caught the attention of regulators and law enforcement agencies worldwide. Investigations were launched into the company's practices, focusing on potential fraud, misappropriation of funds, and violations of security laws. The legal ramifications were significant, signaling a new era of regulatory scrutiny for the crypto industry. The fallout from the collapse was widespread. Investors, many of whom had significant sums tied up in the platform, faced substantial losses. Employees of FTX, once proud to be part of a thriving company, grappled with the reality of working for a failed enterprise. The crypto community at large was left reeling as confidence in decentralized finance took a major hit. As the collapse of FTX sent shockwaves throughout the cryptocurrency world, the full extent of the underlying deception began to unravel. It was not just a story of a company's failure, but a tale of systemic malpractice and possibly fraudulent activities that had been hidden behind the veneer of success and innovation. The unraveling of FTX brought to light a startling lack of financial transparency and oversight within the company. Reports indicated that FTX operated with minimal accounting standards and oversight, a shocking revelation for a firm handling billions of dollars in transactions. The absence of a proper governance structure meant that checks and balances, crucial for financial institutions, were virtually non-existent. The role of Sam Bankman-Fried and other top executives at FTX came under intense scrutiny. The leadership was accused of making questionable decisions that prioritized rapid growth and risk-taking over the financial security and interests of their customers and investors. These decisions, often made in a haphazard and unregulated manner, contributed significantly to the platform's downfall. The impact of the FTX scandal was not limited to the company itself. It sent a wave of distrust across the entire cryptocurrency market. Investors, already weary of the volatility and risks associated with digital currencies, became even more cautious. The scandal raised serious questions about the sustainability and reliability of cryptocurrency exchanges and platforms. As details of the scandal emerged, legal authorities across jurisdictions began investigating. The focus was on uncovering the extent of the alleged fraud and bringing those responsible to justice. Charges of embezzlement, fraud, and violation of financial regulations were considered, highlighting the seriousness of the misconduct. The FTX scandal also put a spotlight on the role of regulatory bodies in the cryptocurrency market. It underscored the need for more stringent regulations and oversight mechanisms to prevent such situations. Regulatory agencies began to reassess their approach to digital finance, considering stricter guidelines and enforcement measures to protect investors. The most immediate and painful impact of the scandal was felt by FTX's customers and investors. Many saw their investments and savings vanish with a little hope of recovery. The betrayal of trust had a profound emotional and financial impact on these individuals, many of whom had believed in the promise and potential of FTX and the broader cryptocurrency market. The collapse of FTX underscored the critical need for comprehensive regulatory frameworks in the cryptocurrency market. It became evident that without proper oversight, crypto platforms can engage in risky financial practices, endangering investor funds and market stability. This event has prompted regulators worldwide to accelerate the development of more robust regulatory measures to ensure transparency, protect investors, and prevent similar crises in the future. The collapse of FTX led to a reevaluation of the business models prevalent in the crypto industry. It became apparent that sustainable and responsible growth, rather than rapid expansion at any cost, should be the goal. Companies are now rethinking their strategies to focus on long-term viability, customer protection, and compliance with regulatory standards. FTX's failure has also influenced how future innovations in the crypto space will be perceived and developed. There's a greater emphasis on developing technologies and platforms that prioritize security, user protection, and ethical financial practices. Focus is shifting towards creating a more stable and reliable ecosystem for the digital finance. Finally, the FTX collapse brought the global crypto community together in a shared realization of the challenges and responsibilities they face. sparked a collective effort to establish better practices, foster collaboration, and work towards a more secure and trustworthy crypto environment. That is all we have for this episode of Boardroom Betrayals. Let us know your thoughts on FTX and the shocking collapse of this once billion-dollar company. And of course, if you want to support the channel, you can buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. Of course, if you can't afford to support the channel financially, then go ahead, just consider giving us a thumbs up, like the video, subscribe to the channel, hit that bell notification button to be notified of future videos. And of course, thank you so much for watching and listening. We will see you
next. You have been listening to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Thank you for listening. You can follow us on Facebook at True Crime Never Sleeps podcast and on Twitter at True Crime NS. And follow us on Instagram at True Crime Never Sleeps. Thanks for watching. If you want to support the show, buy us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/TCNN or become a patron at patreon.com/truecrimeneversleeps.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores led by Walmart and Target are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.